Macmillan Audio presents Canto Contigo by Johnny Garzavilla. Read for you by Alejandro Antonio Ruiz.
For Granddad, the patron saint of mariachi. December. 1. I want to grab this guitar by the neck and smash it on the floor. I want to throw it at the wall. To hear it crack and break. To scream and cry in this hospital hallway that's way too quiet. And the only reason I don't is because this piece of wood with little bits of metal and string is the only thing keeping me together. As long as I keep a hold on it, I'll stay anchored. And I won't break down. Probably. I can squeeze and focus on the pain in my fingers from how hard I'm gripping it. A small but good enough distraction from how hurt my heart is right now.
Mijo.
Ama whispers, squatting down in front of me. Her hand touches my cheek and all I want to do is lean into her palm. She stays completely still, except for when her thumb moves to wipe a tear off my face, and then to pick me up by my chin so she can see my sad red eyes. Her other hand holds a bottle of Mexican Coke and a taco wrapped in foil, waiting for me to take them. My cousin Angel falls into the chair next to me with 3 tacos of his own.
Here, toma,
Ama says. I don't want anything, I mutter back.
It's going to be a few hours until we get to San Antonio. You should eat.
I'm not hungry. She breathes in and lets out her annoyed huff, patting my leg a couple times before using it to help pick herself up.
You need to. I need to see you eat something. If not, there's no way I'm letting you go to Extravaganza. ¿Quieres ir, sí?
Sí. The word comes out a lot less enthusiastically than usual, but I still mean it just as much. No, even more now. I still want to go. I have to. I can hear her bothered moan and look up to see her scrunched face, like she's trying her best to hold in everything she wants to say so badly she might explode.
No, you don't have to. Rafael, no one would blame you if you said you can't. No one in your shoes would be able to right now. No one is expecting you to. They can get me.
I'm going, I snap, my voice filling the hallway. And I know it's taking a lot for her to be this forgiving to me for yelling. On any other day, she'd tell me off in front of every single person in this hospital, but today isn't just any other day. This morning, the half an hour I got in a cold room with the sounds of Univision quietly coming from a TV and all the beeps of machines was the last time I'll ever see my abuelo alive. In the last few minutes I had with him, I told him I'd still go. I told him I'd bring him back a 3rd first-place trophy. Another Best Vocalist Award. I would come back and tell him all about how great I was on that stage. Just the thought of going back on any of those promises feels like I'm squeezing my own heart and lungs and guts. I have to. For him. Ama stays standing in front of me, her eyes scrunched all seriously, silently arguing for me to listen to her for once. And mine are on her, saying there's no one who could convince me to change my mind. Not even her. She'll try, though. I know she wants to. I know all the things she's thinking, all the things she's told me in the last 24 hours, that I'm not in a place to be focusing on performing and singing, that I should take some days to let myself be sad, that our whole heartbroken family, except for the 3 of us and Apa, is going to be here, and Alma would understand if I need to spend the weekend here, too. Angel's hand goes to the back of my neck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?